Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick. This is the Epiphany radio program, and we're glad you're here today. Good Sunday morning to you all. And this is the third Sunday of Lent, and so we're going to be celebrating that. That's being celebrated today, and we're going to read from the readings from Exodus and also a reading from Romans, as well as a reading from the Gospel of John. So kind of a little bit of a change here. We're going into the Gospel of John now, which should be very good. So we're glad you're here with us today. And just to let you know, if you are interested in becoming Catholic or would like to learn more about the Catholic Church, of course, EWTN.com is a great source for information on the Catholic Church, but also the Catholic churches that are in your neighborhoods. And please let them know, you know, if you've listened to this radio program and it's been helpful to you and you'd like to hear more, you know, please let your parishes know. Please let your pastors know. Let the diocese know. Or you can let me know. You can send me an email at Deacon Zimlick, zemlick@gmail.com. Or feel free to call me on my cell phone, which is 269-370-3719. If you have any comments or concerns or any questions that you might have about the church, or any questions that you might have about the radio program. We're also, you can listen to More Catholic Radio on 91.5 in the Kalamazoo area, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, and AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area. And that is holyfamilyradio.net. They're ones who have these local Catholic radio stations. But this is kind of an independent program. Of course, we have the bishop's blessing to do this program. And actually, we have the bishop on usually about the first Sunday of each month. And he gives us his comments and thoughts and things that are going on in the diocese. And of course, that's what we try to do here, too, is bring you the things that are coming up in the diocese. And one of the big things right now is of course, always a call to religious life. Men and women who are thinking about becoming priests or becoming sisters, becoming nuns in religious life, you know, if you're thinking about that, contact the diocese. The church is in great need of young men and women, and even, you know, if you're in your 30s or 40s. And then also the church is putting out a call again for deacons, for more deacons, for married men to come forward. If your pastor has mentioned to you something about religious life, please contact the diocese or talk to your pastor about becoming a deacon, because it takes about 6 years of schooling to learn about the church, to learn about how the church teaches its people, how this is handed down generation after generation. And you know, we're, as Catholics, we're very good at recycling, because we try to bring this, the purity of the word, all the way from the time of Christ. All the teachings, all the way from the time of Christ, over 2,000 years ago. So let us go right into the readings, and then we'll do reflection at the end. The gospel reading's quite a long reading, so stick with me. Your radio won't be stuck or anything like that, but stick with us on this. So this is the third Sunday of Lent. And our first reading is from the book of Exodus 17:3-7. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die of thirst with our children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? A little more and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff of which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massah and Meribah. because the Israelites quarreled there and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, so our second reading is from Romans 5, 1 through 2, and then 5 through 7. Romans 5, 1 through 2, and 5 through 8. Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us for Christ, while we were still helpless, died at an appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So a very nice reading there from Romans 5. And then our gospel reading. So this is a long gospel reading. The Gospel of John 4, chapter 4, 5 through 42. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, do you not even have a bucket? And the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying so. I do not have a husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true," the woman said to him. "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit of truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship Him. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in Spirit and truth. The woman said to Him, I know the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When He comes, He will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am He, the one speaking with you. At that moment, His disciples returned and were amazed that He was talking with a woman. But still no one said, What are you looking for? Or why are you talking to her? The woman left her water jug and went into the town and said to the people, Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, Could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me, and to finish His work. Do you not say, In 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is ready to receive payment and gather the crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I send you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans from the town began to believe in Him because the word of the woman who testified, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to Him, they invited Him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in Him because of His word. And they said to the woman, We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So a beautiful gospel, very long and very in-depth, this conversation that Jesus is having with this woman. And Jesus is calling us for that today, a long conversation, a long meeting, asking us to maybe take a break. Here we are on the third Sunday of Lent. We travel this path every year. Some of us pay no attention to it and continue to just pay attention to the chocolate bunnies that are on the countertops at the local grocery stores, at Meijer's and things like that, little peeps, the marshmallow bunnies and the Easter baskets. But where is Jesus Christ? Because this is the reason why all of these things are happening. Why Easter is happening. Why spring break is happening. Yes, teenagers, think about that. College students. That the reason why you have spring break is because of Jesus Christ. Because of Easter. And so many times, you know, we take advantage of these things, these beautiful holidays, Christmas, Easter, even St. Patrick's Day. of which we just celebrated. Unfortunately, it gets celebrated a little bit too much alcohol, too much partying, and not enough focus on the first part of the name, which is Saint Patrick. And so Jesus is calling us forward. We look at this first reading from our first reading from Exodus, and all throughout this we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about water. So just think about those things in your mind. The Holy Spirit and water. And how those things affect us. How those things touch us every day. You know, God reaching out to us through the Holy Spirit and water touching us, cleansing us every day, washing our hands, our faces, our bodies. And we think about that. And have I ever been or will I ever be baptized? So we need to think about that. But this unbelievable conversation going on. Of course, the Jews are freed in this Exodus. The Jews are freed and Moses, they're arguing with Moses, right? They're already upset with him. You know, you've taken us out. Things are tough. Things are tough when you break out of the regularness, the bondage of the slavery that you're in, that we're in. And slavery can come in lots of different ways. It can come in work. It can come in and just immersing yourself in just the world's activities, right? Constantly staying busy, always having something to do, travel, sports, doing this, doing that, and never really having a break, never having a time to relax. And I was thinking about that, reflecting on that just the other day, that how often, you know, as I think about, you know, the things that I have to do and, you know, business and things that I have to do in the church and things like that. And God just said to me, put all of those things on the shelf. Put all of those things one by one. One, two, three, four things. Put those on the shelf and look at me, Louis. Look at me. And relax and be still and know that I am God and that I am in charge. I am here to help you. I am here to love you. I am here to take care of you. So those little things, those you can get to those in time, but don't wake up and start thinking about those things just immediately. Think about the things, the beautiful things, how beautiful it is outside. How beautiful the moonlight is. How beautiful the stars are. How beautiful the sun is and the trees. Even though many of the trees are bare, there's a certain beauty to this time of the year too. Because things, even though they're waking up, the trees are filling full of sap. We don't see that, but those trees are alive. They're coming to life. We don't just see it yet. And maybe it's like that with us today, my brothers and sisters. That we're kind of like that barren tree. That tree with no leaves. The sap, as the Lord talks about, this bubbling water. This water that's welling up in us. You know, we often have that feeling, this feeling of the Holy Spirit, this feeling of welling up that's talked about in the gospel today. And that's talked about in the book of Romans too. This grace that is welling up in us. This Spirit of God welling up in us. Whether we're ready to start crying, whether we want to let go of the pain or the anger that we have from something that's happened in our past, that are we willing to forgive? Are we willing to let go and let God? It's very difficult. It's very hard. It's hard for all of us, but it's something that we need to continue to work on and to pray about. So just as Moses had problems, and if you're that person in the family who prays for the rest of the family and seems to be kind of the religious leader in your family, you know, that kind of, you know, always, you know, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Continue to pray. Continue to ask the Holy Spirit. And sometimes when we're getting dragged down by people, it's because we stop trusting in God. We start thinking it's our responsibility to fix things. It's only our responsibility to do our little part. Do our little part, say our prayer, offer help when we can, but not to become a slave to other people either. You know, and to try to understand those things as best as possible. So as we continue on, we look at Romans and, you know, this beautiful thing we talk about with the heart, you know, and that what Paul is talking about here. And the church tells us, the church says that the heart, in our hearts, is where we decide we are either for or against God. See, just like the Jews, in the desert with Moses, they decide whether they're going to be for or against God. Not necessarily for or against Moses, but for or against God. You know, and to understand that God is love, pouring out the Holy Spirit into our hearts. You know, and the Holy Spirit that has been given to us and been given to us by God, been given to us by Jesus. But God shows his love for us, even though we're sinners, even though we're lost. See? And so it's quite amazing, you know, that through perhaps even a good person, one might find courage to die. But God proves his love for us and shows us what a good and loving God does. That while we are still sinners, even though that person doesn't deserve it, we still die for them. In a certain way, physically, spiritually, we still die for them. See? So very beautiful. And throughout this entire gospel too, which we'll get into to just in just a minute. But just to remind everyone, in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. If you're interested, this is a Catholic radio show, and so. But please, it's for everyone to listen to. You know, this is the Word of God. This is goes back 2,000 years, the Catholic Church. So it's very beautiful, wonderful stuff to listen to. And a couple of big radio stations, both in the Kalamazoo area and down in the Coldwater area, that we send our signal out. And please let the diocese know, or let me know, you know, if you like the radio show. You know, you can reach me at deaconzemlich@gmail.com. That's deaconzemlich, Z-E-M-L-I-C-K, @gmail.com. Or my cell phone number is 269-370-3719. Just to let us know, you know, what you think about the show. We'd love to expand it on a few other radio stations, and we just would like to hear what you think and if you'd like to hear more. So we kind of do one half of what a Catholic service is like, Liturgy of the Word, and then if you go to Mass, many of you who are Catholic, the second half of the Mass is the Liturgy of the Eucharist, where we receive Holy Communion, where the pastor preaches about 10-15 minutes, and then we have Holy Communion. And of course, everyone is invited to the Catholic Church. The only thing is if you're not Catholic, we ask that you not receive Holy Communion, because that is, in a certain way and in a very real way, saying, yes, I believe everything that the Church teaches and everything that Jesus Christ teaches. And I am in communion. I am in agreement. When you receive that holy bread, when you receive that Holy Communion, you're saying, amen, I believe in everything about Christ. So let us continue with our gospel reading. Very long reading, and I suggest that you read this several times. So it's John 4, 5 through 42. And there's a tremendous amount here, but what the church basically teaches is this. And look at how Jesus is so gentle with this woman, who is a sinner, right? I mean, she's been married five times. So she's probably had a rough life, right? Where this relationships have never really taken hold for her. A good quality relationship has never taken hold for her. But here is Christ at the well, right? And there's water there, right? So we have this vision of water coming through, just as it comes through all of our other readings. And so we ask ourselves today, you know, if you haven't been baptized, I tell you, get baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Whatever Christian church you choose, but this is the beginning. This is the beginning of our real freedom. It's the beginning of the freedom for the Jews in the desert. It is the beginning of the freedom for this woman who is at the well, at Jacob's well. And this water that is going to well up in all of us. And if you are baptized, if you don't feel that water welling up in you, if you don't feel the Spirit of God welling up in you, you're probably not in prayer. You've probably been away from the church a long time, and you're probably in need of great healing, just like this woman who is in need of great healing as well. And the greatest healer of all, of course, is God, is Jesus Christ. And so we're called forward, the Holy Spirit calling us forward, this water calling us forward. I just want to do this little reading. We only have about 4 minutes left, but I just want to do this little reading here on water and the symbol of the Holy Spirit from the Catechism, 694. The symbolism of water signifies the Holy Spirit's action in baptism. Since after the invocation of the Holy Spirit, it becomes the efficacious sacramental sign of new birth, just as gestation in our first birth took place in water, so the water of baptism truly signifies our birth into divine life and is given to us in the Holy Spirit. As by one Spirit we are all baptized, so are also made to drink of one Spirit. Thus the Spirit is also personally the living water welling up from Christ crucified. As is source and welling up to us in eternal life. So just a beautiful, you know, this welling up of the Spirit inside of us. So as we go forward this week, as we pray, as we ask the Lord about Easter, and we ask about this time of the year, you know, God, what do you want me to do? What ways that I can be healed? And I really ask you, my brothers and sisters, if you've been away from the church for a while, or if you've never experienced a church setting, you know, go to church. You know, whatever church you choose to go to, go to church. Ask for the Holy Spirit to come upon you and to help you and to guide you and to really transform you. You know, we talked about this last week, you know, this transformation. And so that's what Lent is all about. That's what this time of the year is all about. It is this pilgrimage that we're on, this very intense pilgrimage for 40 days. The very intensity of prayer, intensity of meditation, intensity of forgiveness, and really asking God to come at us and really set us free, to really help us in everything that we do and say. And finally, this, do I do the will of the Father? Do I do God's will? Am I open to God's will? Or is it just about me and what I want and what I want to do? And that, my friends, is the real question. Just like in the book of Exodus, the same thing today in today's gospel. And God is calling you and me to make that choice. Thy will, not mine, be done. Just as Christ said on the cross, thy will, not mine, be done. We are also called to repeat those very two words as well in our relationships with our families. God's will, not mine, be done. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward this week, let us be in prayer. Let us love our brothers and sisters. Let us ask for the transforming power of water and the Spirit, of water and the Spirit, to transform us, to change us, and to teach us and show us what real love is, but also what real freedom is. May Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We love you.